Some say vaccines are a victim of their own success. Because vaccines have been so effective at eradicating some of the most dangerous diseases, most of us have never actually experienced what it's like to live in a world where we can contract diseases like measles by just going to the grocery store, or where our children can get polio and become paralyzed. This is a radically different world than we know right now, and it's sometimes hard to comprehend that, especially with a lot of misconceptions about vaccines floating around. So, today on The Checkup, we are going to address some of the most popular questions and misconceptions about vaccines. I'm Lizzie McGreevy, Community Engagement Specialist with Side Effects Public Media, and with me today is Managing Editor Farah Yousri.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi, Farah. So, we're going to cover some kind of heavy topics today, such as vaccination. So, I was thinking we could gamify this episode a little bit and have our first ever game of True or False, The Checkup Edition. What do you think about that?
I love it.
Okay, perfect. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to state a claim and you are going to say whether that claim is true or false and then give us an explanation with science and data and all of that stuff to back it up. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So for the first claim, and this is a big one, true or false, vaccines cause autism.
False. So, in the late 90s, a British doctor called Andrew Wakefield made the claim that the combination of measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, also known as the MMR vaccine, caused autism. To quote-unquote prove it, he published a case series of children, eight of whom developed autism within a month of getting the vaccine. That was it. Now, this study was discredited and retracted, and really, it did not support the claim that vaccines cause autism, and did not prove any cause and effect relation whatsoever, just mere association. Listen to what Dr. Robert Frank told me. He's one of the country's top vaccine experts and the director of the Center for Vaccine Research at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. He says by virtue of how many children got the measles vaccine around the world, the vaccine can really be associated with nearly anything.
Over 90% of kids got measles vaccine. So measles vaccine is going to be associated with everything, right? Because everybody got it. So you could say measles vaccine is associated with you eating breakfast tomorrow morning.
So the only way to scientifically establish a cause and effect and to test that claim is to look at large numbers of children who either did or didn't get that vaccine and make sure you control for things like socioeconomic background, medical background, so that you can isolate the effect of that one specific variable, which is getting the MMR vaccine. Listen to what Dr. Paul Offit told me. He's a leading expert in virology and immunology at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
And when you did that study, and it's been done 18 times in seven countries on three continents, involving hundreds of thousands of children and costing tens of millions of dollars, you are not at greater risk of getting autism if you got that vaccine or not. But I just think that it's hard to unring the bell. Once you've raised a safety concern, it's very hard to make it go away, especially for a disorder like autism, for which there isn't a clear cause, there isn't a clear cure. So you're looking for something.
Fascinating. Thank you, Farah. Next claim. True or false, diseases like measles or polio are not even in the U.S. anymore, so it's unnecessary to vaccinate my child against them.
False, and that's a very interesting one. So those diseases are nearly gone from the U.S., but it would be a stretch to say that they do not exist in the U.S. anymore. In fact, as recently as 2 years ago, there was a polio case in New Jersey, and we hear about measles outbreaks in schools in several states all the time. Bottom line is, as you know, you can travel almost anywhere in the world and be back in under 24 hours. So some of these diseases are still out there in the world and they can very easily be brought back into the US. So being vaccinated is still necessary and protects you from some horrible diseases.
So here's the next claim. I am at my doctor's office and they're asking me to give my child multiple shots at the same time. Surely my child's system will be overloaded, right?
That's a good one, and it's not true. And here's why. The number of antigens that multiple vaccines introduce to the body is extremely minimal compared to the number of antigens that children are exposed to since the day they are born. Now, we're talking about, you know, colds, kids playing in the dirt, you know, eating sand. And, you know, here's how Dr. Offit put it.
A single bacterium, you know, has about 3,000 immunological component, and you're colonized with trillions of them. If we couldn't survive the immunological challenge of vaccines, we wouldn't survive as a species. I mean, we encounter vaccines are literally, not figuratively, literally a drop in the ocean of what we encounter and manage every day.
True or false, herd immunity and natural immunity are just as effective or even more effective than vaccines.
Lizzie, let me ask you this. How do you get herd immunity or natural immunity?
I'm going to guess by getting infected by the disease.
Exactly. So it kind of becomes like Russian roulette. You're rolling the dice and hoping that if your child gets a disease, their body is going to survive it and not suffer severe short or long-term damage or even death. One way experts say you can think about vaccines is kind of like a software update to your cell phone. It helps your child's immune system stay updated to be able to fight germs. So one example Dr. Offit gave me is measles. If you're infected with measles, measles will reproduce itself in your body thousands and thousands of times. It can cause horrible problems, up to death. Now, when you get the vaccine, which is a weakened version of measles, it will only reproduce itself 10, 15, or 20 times in your body and then stop. So you only get to experience some side effects a few days later.
Thank you so much for this valuable information, Farah. And I'm getting something breaking in right now. Oh, yes, we have the winner of today's true or false quiz. And that is everyone, because winning is the knowledge we gain along the way. And maybe someday they will make a vaccine that will make me less cheesy. But until then, we will be here on the checkup. So if you have questions you're too shy to ask your doctor, questions about healthcare, or anything in between, please write us and let us know. Until then, stay safe.